This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. One of the Democrats running for president used a stop in Keokuk to promote his plan for reforming the criminal justice system. Julian Castro spent nearly 2 hours at the Keokuk Labor Temple. He laid out his plan for the country to a crowd of nearly 100 before answering questions and posing for photos. The former mayor of San Antonio and former HUD secretary says he wants the U.S. to be the most fair country in the world. Castro called for sentencing and bail reform, and he said there should be a national standard for use of force by law enforcement.
That says a police officer should only use lethal force if they've exhausted all other reasonable alternatives in a situation. We would end the militarization of police departments. We would work with Congress to prohibit racial profiling and also stop and frisk.
Castro also told the crowd he supports legalizing marijuana, passing the Equal Rights Amendment, and increasing the minimum wage. He told reporters after his event that his campaign raised more than $2.5 million in the second quarter. That's twice as much as he raised the previous quarter, but far less than many of the others running for the party's nomination. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.